We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Andrew Hyland is joining us live this morning, chair of the Department of Health Behavior at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. We're looking at vaping dangers this morning. And Dr. Hyland, there's a dark cloud over this because in the last several weeks, there have been so many vaping-related illnesses and deaths that have been in the news. As a public health threat, though, which is more of a crisis, vaping or smoking?
That's a good question. It's not an either-or kind of scenario. Certainly with vaping, we see now 24 deaths nationwide, over 1,000 cases, the first death in New York State. And to be honest, I don't see signs of this abating. So it looks like more cases continue. When it comes to cigarette smoking, we know just how incredibly toxic cigarette smoking is. In New York State, 28,000 people every year die from cigarette smoking. About one person every hour dies from lung cancer caused by cigarette smoking. So both are important issues. They're related. In terms of the behaviors of people engaging both in vaping and cigarette smoking, we see the youth rates of vaping that are really literally off the charts. And there's evidence that some of those kids will transition to cigarette smoking. So, the recommendation I have is that it's a comprehensive approach to address these problems is what we know works best. And that's really, where we're coming from at Roswell Park, trying to understand just what exactly it is that's causing these things and then what some of the solutions will be.
You know, one of the reasons this is coming up is something the governor said just the other day.
Cigarette didn't kill you in year one. These vaping products, 1,000 cases.
I think that quote brought a little bit of alarm to a lot of people who are wondering, just what is the message we're trying to send? Is there too much attention right now being focused on vaping, so much so that, we're almost forgetting that, cigarettes are dangerous. They're a proven killer.
Yeah. So what I heard from the governor was a sense of urgency about the vaping issues because we still really don't know exactly what the bottom line is with what's causing this. There's some evidence that it's black market products and THC, cannabis, but not every case has that. So that's what I heard from the governor was that kind of urgency that we need to do something. And there's some approaches that are in the works, and those will kind of play out. When it comes to tobacco and conventional cigarettes, that pressure continues to be there. The state has lots of investment in helping to educate the public, public service announcements on television. The New York State Smokers Quit Line continues. The minimum age to sell cigarettes is going to be raised to 21. New York has been a leader in the nation in trying to reduce cigarette smoking. So it's not an either or sort of thing. And I use the vaping discussions as an opportunity to open up a larger discussion to say, hey, we're talking about, nicotine and addictive substance. We know how dangerous cigarettes are. We see the youth rates of e-cigarettes. Let's try to really stem this now and try to improve the health of the community by as much and as fast as possible.
Many adults rely on vaping to stop smoking. I'm sure that you probably have seen that at Roswell. Do you worry that if there's a ban on e-cigarette flavors, that adults will go back to smoking?
Absolutely, in terms of don't go back to cigarette smoking. If you've quit smoking, you're not smoking cigarettes, don't go back to cigarette smoking. We know absolutely how harmful that is. When it comes to, say, a flavor ban, it's unclear. It's unknown. This hasn't been done before. So certainly we think that will reduce the youth access in youth use of these things, the appeal of these products. For adults that are have gotten off of cigarettes and are just vaping, only vaping, it's unknown what will happen. You know, the question in my mind is, is it that fruity flavor e-cigarette, is that the reason why adults continue to vape, or would a lesser flavor, a different flavor, be a tobacco flavor, be acceptable? We know that it's nicotine is the addictive substance. There are other reasons why people use these products, but nicotine, by and large, is the substance that keeps people coming back. So, so we don't really know if that's going to happen, but absolutely, and that's the message that we would have, is that first and foremost is to get off of the cigarette smoking and stay off, and whatever you have to do to get off the cigarettes is what we would support.
It seems like the possibilities of what's happening here are almost endless, because there's so much unknown. Every time there's a story in the news about an illness or a death related to vaping, we never really hear what they were vaping or what they were vaping on or something like that. I mean, is it still possible in your mind that there is, quote unquote, harmless or maybe less harmful vaping out there?
I definitely agree that there's a lot of uncertainties. This is very complex, and it's unfolding. In some ways, it's complex, but the simple thing is that cigarette smoking is so toxic. So getting off the cigarettes, today can be the day for people out there to say, hey, I'm going to kick those cigarettes for good. There are strategies to do that. The patches and gums and talk to your doctor, those are all frontline medications and efforts that would be recommended. Many people turn to vaping, and I would support getting off the cigarettes, whatever you need to do. When it comes to, is vaping toxic? Should people be concerned about what's going on? I think what we know about these the vaping-related illnesses are that many of these cases are due to vaping black market cannabis, but not every case, though. So there could be other things that are going on that we're just not sure. I know the Wadsworth Laboratory in New York kind of came to that cannabis angle on there, but more work needs to be done to really understand what's going on. And in the meantime, my recommendation is, if you smoke cigarettes, do whatever you need to do to get off of the cigarettes.
Does it give you a level of distress or something that we're talking about, banning flavors for e-cigarettes? That's gaining a lot of traction and support. And even we've heard people talking about banning those products outright, yet still cigarettes remain on the shelves. That's got to be maddening.
I see it as a step toward a comprehensive discussion about, what are we doing about nicotine and addictive substance. Cigarettes are the leading killer, preventable cause of death in New York, 28,000 deaths a year. So, going forward, certainly we see e-cigarettes in the kids' rates. The latest data from New York just came out, another, double-digit increase. It's really off the charts, the youth rates of e-cigarette use. So I think the vaping discussion is a doorway to open up a larger, more comprehensive discussion about, are we still, as a community, willing to accept, these preventable deaths that are, that are happening, and what strategies are we going to take to make tobacco products less appealing, less accessible, less addictive, and less affordable?
Dr. Hyland, thank you so much for the time. Dr. Andrew Hyland of Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.